Salut à tous, c'est Loïc, on est toujours aux Eurockéennes avec Radio Campus Lorraine. Je suis accompagné d'Agnès comme tout à l'heure, mais pour aller interviewer Dropkick, on a un petit coup de main des Eurock, un petit bénévole qui vient nous aider à faire la trad de l'interview et qui s'appelle
Ludo.
Voilà, donc merci Ludo. Allez, on y va.
So thanks for being here.
Of course, yeah.
Just a few questions.
Of course.
So this is not your first time at the Eurockéennes.
Right.
You were there in 2013, right?
Yeah.
Is this a festival where you enjoy playing?
Oh yeah. I mean, we love doing the European festivals over here because, you get to play in front of such a diverse and giant crowd of people that maybe have never heard of you before. And we get to play with bands that we've never played with before.
Yeah.
I mean, play shows with like Metallica and stuff like that. You know,
that's
it's bizarre.
Crazy.
Yeah. We were with Foo Fighters the other night.
Oh.
So it's phenomenal. Yeah, we love getting to be able to play to this many people. That's
great. And what do you think about the people there, the crowd?
The crowd
is
over here
different than in America? Or?
Yes. It's become very different. The crowds over here are a lot more vocal. They sing along a lot louder and stuff. You know. And that's always really cool. In the States, it's still amazing.
Yeah.
It's just a different kind of, thing, you know? But over here, there are more times than not when we're playing at a place like this, like the crowd is louder than we are.
Yeah.
We love every second of that.
Ah, that's great.
Yeah.
So I remember back in 2013, there was a huge, thunderstorm, and you had to stop your show.
Yeah.
That's a shame, but we are kind of expecting the same weather today.
I heard.
What do you think about that? Are you afraid this might happen again?
Hopefully not. We'll try to blast through as many songs as we can before any weather shows up. But I don't know. I mean, I've heard conflicting reports today. Of course, our man Kata is saying, no, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. But we'll see. I mean, we'll play rain or shine as long as it's not too dangerous for everybody, you know?
Yeah.
As long as people are there in front of the stage, we'll be out there.
Yeah, and you know the crowd here is going to sing, even if it rains.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But we've got to be optimistic a little bit.
Absolutely.
So, globally, what do you think about this 2017 lineup? Are you following any band? Or?
I don't know. I mean, we're in such different places every day, it's hard to keep track of everyday schedule. You know? Today, I'll check out a couple of the bands today. I don't know, there's nothing specific that I'm looking to see, but, I just love seeing live music, so.
Yeah, there's a lot of different style here. Electro Tonight with Justice.
Nice,
Yesterday it was Gojira. This is a metal band, and I think this is what people enjoy here.
Awesome.
Mixes of
all
the music.
Yeah.
You have quite a busy schedule going forward. I think you're in Netherlands. Tomorrow, you're going to Britain, the VHRU, Ireland, Canada. Do you guys happen to take some holidays sometimes?
Sometimes we do, it's, we spend a little time at home. I mean, like we make it home for the big holidays, Christmas, things like that, you know? But it's definitely hard work. We're one of those bands that we just have to sort of keep on going and going. So, but luckily that's what we're used to doing. So.
Yeah, and you still find time to create some music.
Yeah,
some new music.
Absolutely. Luckily we're able to, like these days we'll specifically block out time to write new music and stuff. And so that always works out well. The first couple days of us forcing ourselves to get in there and be like, all right, it's writing time, is tough. But once we get into it, it's good.
And when you're on tour like this, do you happen to find time to create music? Is it inspiring for you to travel, to meet some new people?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the guys that write the lyrics and the guys that write the music are, like, we're always coming up with stuff.
Yeah.
But... But what we do is like when we come up with something, we'll just kind of save it.
Yeah.
And then once it's time to get together to write, we'll be like, all right, here's everything.
You know? All right.
And so we're constantly coming up with stuff. We just don't work on it all together until it's time to write.
Yeah, it's tool time.
Right, yeah.
Okay, great. So you have just released a new album this year called 11 Short Stories of Pain and Glory.
Right.
It sounds more relaxed. That one we've been used to.
Sure.
Was it your intention to move away from that kind of pub music?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's sort of been a natural progression as we've moved along. I think that the recording process probably lent some of itself to the laid backness of it, yeah, because it was a much different situation than we've ever been in.
Yeah.
Normally we record at home, which is great because you get to go home every day, but yeah, then there are times where you're sitting in the studio and you're like, I got to get home for dinner, or like my parents are coming by tonight,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
So by putting ourselves in Texas, thousands of miles away from home, with nothing to do but record, it was a lot less of a, all right, we got to get in there and do it.
Yeah.
We were just kind of, yeah, you know, it was a lot more laid back. And I think that sort of translated to a more sort of open and experimental thing for us on the new record.
But this is a great album.
Thank you very
really,
much.
Really, really great album. My phone just dropped off.
No problem.
So, what are your main influences? I mean, are you following any of the contemporary musicians today? Or?
Yeah, I mean, there's six guys in the band, so I mean, you'd be amazed at the different stuff that we listen to. And it's, you know, it's all over the map. But I mean, there's like some standard ones like AC/DC and stuff like that, you know, the Pogues and things like that. As far as contemporary stuff, playing a lot of these festivals, we get to see a lot of weird bands,
yeah,
that we like. I just saw Alt J the other day.
Oh, that's
they
that's
were phenomenal.
Amazing.
They were awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
And my best friend / tour manager Evan has been into them for a while.
Okay.
And he's been trying to get me into them, but I just never really found the inlet for myself. And then I watched them live, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm sold, man. These guys are awesome."
Oh yeah.
A lot of stuff like that. Like, you'd be amazed at the type of stuff that we listen to. The type of stuff that we listen to is much more laid back than the stuff that we play.
Yeah, okay, I understand.
Yeah.
So today there's a huge Dropkick Murphys community here, and they went to meet them to know if they wanted to ask you some questions. Of course, there are some of them.
Sure.
The main one was, what do you think about the new French president, Emmanuel Macron?
Did
you hear of him?
I mean, I've heard about it, but like, yes. I don't. Unfortunately, politics is not my thing. I'm a music guy.
I understand.
Yeah.
Totally. Could you tell us an unusual story that you lived during a music festival?
During a music festival, an unusual story.
This can be cut off if it's
I'm
too.
I'm sure there's so many. Let me think of one. Give me 1 second, and
okay,
I'll come
right
up with a good one.
It's hard to choose one.
It is hard to choose one. I can tell you about a general experience that we used to have. We haven't done it in a while, however. We used to play a lot of metal festivals.
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to some people, metal fans cannot resist destroying a pristine empty cardboard box.
Oh, yeah.
We call it the box test. So what we do is, when we get an empty cardboard box from merch or whatever, we find a place where there's nobody around and we put it down in the middle. And we just stand back and watch, and somebody will come by and they'll kick it once or something, and then their buddy's like, yeah
let's go,
and then they just destroy the thing. So we get to see a lot of box tests. That's fun.
That's a great.
Yeah.
That's a great fact. And so the last question that has been asked a lot, where does the name Dropkick Murphys come
from? Dropkick Murphys, the name comes from, it was like a, it was a very primitive, hospital for alcoholics.
Okay.
In New England.
Okay.
And it was run by a boxer who was named, I forget what his first name was, but his, James, I can't remember his first name, I'm sorry, but he went by the name Dropkick Murphy.
All right.
And so the place is called Dropkick Murphy's Farms, and guys would go out there to dry out and stuff, and it was just a name that was always bouncing around New England, you know, and
okay,
when it came time, when the band started and Ken and the guys needed to come up with a name, I think they were like, well, what's cooler than that? So that's where it comes from.
Okay, yeah, that's bad. Okay, thanks a lot, Tim.
Yeah, of
course.
Thank you so much. Glad to do it. Happy to be here again.
Yeah.
Qu'est-ce que Dropkick Murphys pense du nouveau président Macron? Cordialement.
Pourquoi avoir choisi ce nom, Dropkick Murphys, d'où ça vient?
Est-ce que vous pouvez nous raconter une petite anecdote de festival, quelque chose d'insolite, un peu drôle,